I've always felt some special excitement about a large railway station. In Bombay, there are two. Victoria Terminus, or VT as everyone calls it, a flamboyant hymn in praise of Victorian self-confidence. And then there's Bombay Central, a much more prosaic affair. It ends in Baikala, on the edge of the great working-class bazaars, the red-light district of Kamatipura, what used to be the native town, beyond the pale of European civilization.
2952.
Indian railway stations are all about possibilities. Huge hand-painted boards announce departures to the four corners of India, to Amritsar in Punjab, Shillong in the northeast, Trivandrum and Madurai in the south. Railway stations are also a wonderful place to come and watch Indians in all their diversities. There are whole families curled up asleep on wooden benches, on the stone floors. They appear to have been there waiting for days on end, and maybe they have. Elsewhere, friends sit and talk, smoke bidis, play cards, share chapatis or rotis from their tiffins. Sweepers sweep, feet endlessly shuffle. Red-coated porters hang out, waiting. There are regiments of orange sellers, chai sellers, biscuit sellers, soft drink sellers, all peddling their wares to those about to depart. And at the entrance to platform number 8, a small crowd is moving forward in anticipation, awaiting the arrival of the great Rajdhani Express, the overnight train from Delhi. The great shuddering beast has finally arrived, right on time. The porters, little Nehru caps perched on their heads, make for the first-class AC coaches. The best tips are there. And in their wake, little bands of street kids. They jostle, act nonchalant, trying to escape the eagle eyes of the platform guards and the police. I'm supposed to meet Kuldeep, one of the Sadak chaps. Kuldeep says the Rajdhani is where he earns his daily bread. I want to find out what happens. We said we'd meet at 8 at the entrance to the platform, but it appears we've missed each other. Doors open. Travellers climb down looking for familiar faces. Porters climb in to take out luggage to waiting taxis. And the street kids slip in between legs, infiltrate their way into the cracks of chaos and arrival. They're into the train before it's even come to a final halt. I follow two boys in, still hoping to find Kuldeep. In the first sleeper compartment, one of the boys spots a couple of mineral water bottles deep under the seat. He reaches in to grab it. A passing attendant tells him, "Scram!" We tumble out back onto the platform, clamber into the next carriage. The boys swiftly pick through the waste paper. Nothing, completely empty. The attendants have already been cleaned up before them.
Nothing left?
Huh?
Nothing left?
We try at least 5 carriages, each one empty, and the boys are nervous. They're moving fast, maybe too fast. Back out onto the platform.
Get going! They're on the other side. Meet you at the chai stall near Maratha Mandya.
They slip between the iron railings into the car park and disappear back into the morning rush hour.
Eight
Next day, same time, same place. This time, Kuldeep and the gang are here. But the Rajdhani isn't. It's running 3 hours late. Time enough to find out why Kuldeep didn't show yesterday. Kuldeep fits the stereotype of a street kid. He's small, maybe 4'6". Clothes, skin, hair are all variations on the color black. He's got a buccaneer's swagger to his walk. There are no flies on Kuldeep. He's nobody's fool. For the best part of a year, he acted as my assistant, and I could rely on him. But this was before I knew him well.
Kuldeep, how long have you been doing this?
I've spent many days since I've come to Bombay, I'm doing this work.
And what, every morning you come down to the station and you go through the trains very quickly before the sweepers get here?
उनसे पहले करते हैं कितना सब अब ऐसे करेगा ना छोड़ डालेगा तो सब लोग हाल है हाल भी मार लेता है हमारी
या इफ आई डोंट कम अर्लियर देन द स्वीपर्स आई डोंट गेट एनीथिंग सो आई हैव टू कम अर्ली एंड क्विकली आई हैव टू कलेक्ट व्हाटएवर इज लेफ्ट ओवर बाय द पैसेंजर
हाउ लॉन्ग डज इट टेक यू टू स्वीप द ट्रेन
आधा एक घंटा लग जाता है
हाफ एन आवर टू 1 आवर
बिकॉज़ येस्टरडे व्हेन आई केम इट सीम्ड दैट यू वर ऑल आउट ऑफ द ट्रेन विद इन 20 मिनट्स
Yesterday there was some special checking. There were some officers from children's home who take away children to remand home. We were scared and we ran out quickly.
Yeah, there were a lot of police, I noticed that. How often did the police come after you?
Every day. But we try and dodge them and we finish our work and quickly run away. But sometimes we do get caught. And when we get caught, they take us to their office and they make us sweep their offices.
And then they let you go?
Yes, they let us go after that.
What's the most money you ever get in a day?
हम 6-7 दिन भागी में जाते हैं, मिल जाते 5-5 रुपया.
Yeah, we are 6 or 7 of us together, and each of us get 5 to 6 rupees every day.
That's enough.
क्या करने हैं? ना होती है ना.
It's not enough, but what else to do?
Now, when the train like the Rajdhani comes, which compartment do you make for first? Do you make for the pantry car, or do you make for the first class AC, or which type of passengers leaves the most?
वो पीछे वाले बोगी के अंदर ना जिसके अंदर खाने का वो रहता है ना उसके अंदर जाते हैं उसके अंदर खाना लेते हैं।
In Rajdhani, first we go to the pantry car because we get food there.
Did you go yesterday?
कल नहीं गया कल बाहर से पकड़ लेते ना तो मैं वापस चले गया था।
I didn't go there yesterday because those people from the remand home were here to catch children and take them away.
How many more years do you think you're going to do this? Do you think you're going to do this forever?
I won't do this forever. The moment I collect some money, I'll go back home.
And where is home?
Delhi.
Delhi.
Why did you leave home?
My father was a drunkard and he used to drink and then beat me up, so I ran away from the home.
How old are you, by the way, Kuldeep?
I'm 11 years old.
And how long have you been doing this?
2 years back I came to Bombay and started doing this.
Is it a good life?
Any other work I'll prefer to do than this.
You mean than the trains? I mean, you prefer to rag pick somewhere else in Bombay or something else entirely?
I would like to work with a motor mechanic and learn how to repair cars.
But if you don't like working on the trains, you like the freedom, don't you?
I would like to go back home. This is not freedom.
It's next day, and I'm still chewing over that bit about freedom. I don't think you should really take it at face value. If push came to shove, few of the kids would ever really want to go back home to live. After all, they left in the first place to escape abuse of one kind or another. But anyway, right now, it's Thursday, 8 a.m., platform number 8, and the Rajdhani is steaming in dead on time. Kuldeep and the gang are all present and correct. As a precaution, I've armed them all with platform tickets. Together, we saunter out of the main hall towards the platform. The ticket inspector sees us approaching. He steps forward to shoo the kids away. But Kuldeep and the others whip their platform tickets out with triumph. They flourish them in his face with exaggerated deference and swagger past. The inspector is visibly gnashing his teeth.
Hey, Kuldeep.
Hey, this will not be allowed to go unpunished. We're heading first for the pantry car. Kuldeep's found uneaten sandwiches, still warm in heating trays. Kindly attendant pulls out more bags of crisps, stuffs them into Kuldeep's hands. Kuldeep clutches them in triumph, drops them into a plastic shopping bag, turns to the job in hand, opens other heating trays. We're working our way swiftly down the corridor, checking into each compartment, sorting with an experienced eye through litter. Nothing really worth stopping for. Chilo, let's go. Uncle, follow me. Hey, Santo, Shankar, hurry up. You boys, scram! Get out of my way. I've got to get this man's luggage out. The boys exit smartly onto the platform, into the next carriage. Film music softly on the PA. An announcer's rehearsing. Another sweeper's already cleaning out this carriage. First come, first served. Get out of the way. Buzz off, kids. Hey, you! We dive into another carriage.
Hello.
Santosh has found some empty glass bottles, two of them whiskey. Now, this is what I call the good life. Shankar starts humming a film tune, and yet another sweeper tells us to scram. Kuldeep just ignores him. Chalo, let's go. Another pantry car stuffed with goodies. This carriage is a dead end, no communicating door. We turn around, back the way we came. Freeze! Framed in the doorway is a very large remand home policeman, swagger stick in hand. All I can think of is a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Big cat corners little mice, making off for the cheese. There's no other way out. This means certain arrest for Kuldeep and the three street kids with me. We're trapped, well and truly trapped. The boys shrink behind me. Kuldeep peeks round my waist. The policeman speaks. What are you doing here? Why are you hiding behind his back? 10 seconds pass. It seems like 10 minutes.
Make it pass, please.
Hey, yep.
Oh, these are my friends. Come on.
Funny what you can do without thinking. The Jaipur policeman reacts instinctively. Maybe it's my white skin. He makes himself small. I move past. The four boys, like minnows, following in my wake. The policeman seems momentarily stunned. He lets us escape out onto the platform.
Okay, I see you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you back in Baikla. Let's get out of here.
Two of the boys slip between the railings into the car park in safety. Kuldeep, Santosh and I walk back down the platform, bottles clinking happily in our sacks.
How many bottles you got there? Let's
see. Whiskey?
No.
Yes. Six bottles.
And that is how, for a few days at least, I became an honorary Sadak Chap, uncle. I'd taken on the Jaipur police, sort of, and won. And this is how Kuldeep agreed to become my assistant for the next few weeks. But that's another story for another time. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Mumbai.